Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Welcome to the Hollywood Casino Press Box with your host, Frank Cusimano.
Here's the pitch. Right there, that is! Into left field! Hit number 3,000! A run is scored! Mucci ran first! On his way to second with a double!
The best interviews and the most informed insight.
And that's McGaffey breaking free, has a seam, and a crease! The kicker can't trip him up! Headed for the end zone! Will it be back-to-back weeks? Yes!
All tied together with the experience of over 20 years of local broadcasting excellence in St. Louis.
Now Stasny gets away from a check to Fabry. Wide open. Brower. Rebound. He scores. Trevor. The former blockup has given the Blues a 3-2 lead.
Now, here is Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Good morning and welcome. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you until 12 o'clock. And there's a little bounce in my step today because we're shooting a food picks. And we're going to be at O'Connell's on Kings Highway, home of some of the greatest hamburgers ever made in St. Louis.
I was there two Sundays ago for their wing special every Sunday.
Oh, tell me about that.
Oh, they're phenomenal.
Is it a good deal?
10 or 12 delicious, succulent, bone-in wings.
Ooh.
I love that place. The ambiance, kind of low, dimly lit. Absolutely love O'Connell's.
It is a St. Louis treasure. Brian, I'm sure you've had a beer there before.
I have. It's a good place.
They're also, and although we're not going to do it because I think they do only do it on Wednesdays and Saturdays, is their fish and chips is supposed to be famous. Anybody sample those? I mean, I think when you go there, you want to have the burger, but I hear their fish and chips are great.
I started going there strictly for the burger, obviously, and then we went some random Sunday, was going to get the burger, saw the wing special, fell in love. The place has phenomenal food.
Fish and chips is actually, well, it's this Wednesday, because I think it's Ash Wednesday this Wednesday, and then it's on Fridays, obviously, with Catholics not eating meat on Friday. But they also have the gourmet Frank, top it with chili. Jumbo shrimp appetizer, always cooked just
the
right.
The onion rings are amazing.
Yeah. I'll be thinking about you guys.
Now, do you prepare like an athlete for a big game, you know, an Olympian for a big meet? They prepare in advance. Do you do a 24-hour fasting period to where you...
I do not eat breakfast. I do get a workout, so I go there at about 12:45.
So you're fully prepared every food pick to devour any plate that's
for
in
championship
front of
eating. Okay. That's absolutely right. Got a good one today. Rob Raines from Jupiter at about 10:30. Martin will be here at 11, and then at 11:30, Porter Moser, the National Coach of the Year in college basketball, and has won another conference championship for the Ramblers of Loyola. They'll be in action on Friday at high noon. Our opening monologue is brought to you by Gateway Motorsports Park, and let's begin with lap one. Jordan Binnington has done some amazing things this season, historical things, things never done before. But you know what he hasn't done is lose back-to-back starts. He can't start now either. Coach Berube was asked about it yesterday in our media scrum.
Well, I think he's done a good job of just ignoring all that. Like, you got, you know, this... Anytime you have success, and I talk about it with like all our team, is you got to keep yourself even keeled. And it's very important because you're going to have ups and downs, not only throughout the year, but your whole career. And it's about what you do when you have adversity and fighting through it. And he's responded really well through that. After a loss, come back with him. He's come in and shut the door and did a good job. Again, so for me, it's about his head, and he's keeping himself pretty even keeled.
Binnington was just average or maybe even below average against the Stars. Men, not machines. Even the great ones have off nights. By the way, speaking of Berube, who is a likable fella, right before that question, which was asked by our friend Jeremy Rutherford, I asked the question, and he liked his answer so much that he started to laugh. I mean, it was like a belly laugh. Here's the question and answer about Braden Schenn.
And when Schenn plays, you'll put him back on that first line, or is that up in the air?
Well, I'll tell you what. If you come to warm-up, on the day of the game, you'll find out.
I think we were just laughing because we heard him laugh for the first time, because there really wasn't anything witty about it. But show up, bottom line is, he's not going to tell anybody what's going to happen. Shen practiced yesterday, and he looked really good. So I'm not a hockey expert, but I would be surprised if he doesn't play in Anaheim. And you think about it, you know, the career resumes of Braden Shen and David Perron and the amount of goals they scored. Well, if you want to know why they've only won two times in their last six, you're lacking offensive firepower in addition to not getting great goaltending. That could change. I think that still Perron is more questionable. It wouldn't surprise me. He's been skating a lot with the players lately. I guess it depends on, you know, how he wakes up the next day, but maybe Perron sometime this weekend. All right, lap two. Big day in Florida. I don't know if Bryce Harper is playing. In fact, Brian, we should check on that. But it doesn't matter. And I could care less if Bryce Harper plays against the Cardinals today. What I am interested in is the third or fourth inning with the Cardinal pitcher. Alex Reyes will follow Jack Flaherty. And the Cardinals, you know, they may have a lot of question marks. But they also have a lot of arms. I mean, think of the question marks. Waka health, Carlos health, Waino age, Flaherty experience. Let's face it, we have no idea about Austin Gomber, who was rocked yesterday. Dakota Hudson, who hasn't pitched incredibly well in Jupiter either. I mean, is he ready to win 15 games? I doubt it. Who knows? We do know this. Of all the arms in the organization, the one that once had the most promise strides to the mound in Clearwater at approximately 1 o'clock Central Time. A lot to love about Alex Reyes, too. Everybody likes a comeback story, and the man basically hasn't pitched in 2 years. He's humble, he's respectful, and one day I think he's going to be special. So, game is on the MLB Network, starts at high noon. Reyes will probably start pitching around 12:45, 1 o'clock. Lap three. The Valley Tournament could be special. I love the conference so much that I've sent three of my kids to play there. It'd be great to see Alex's school, Loyola, make another run, or Dom's school, Indiana State, shock the world with Jordan Barnes leading the way. But if a genie came into my life, the school I would choose, and please don't mention this to Porter, is Brooks SIU Carbondale Salukis. Barry Hinson is a 57-year-old man who has spent his whole life in coaching, 18 years as a head coach, 571 total games, and not one of them in an NCAA tourney. In 2006, at Missouri State, the Bears had a 21 RPI. A 21 RPI, and they didn't get in. How? I don't know. They hold the record. Nobody's even close. That's the highest RPI not to get into the NCAA tournament. So now he has a team in a parity-filled conference who's won three in a row, including wins over Loyola and Illinois State. They could do this. They're certainly not the favorite, and I wouldn't place a bet that they're going to do it, but they could do it. The coach joined us yesterday.
I've had a 16-year love affair with this league. And I have been never shy of telling you that I think it's the best mid-conference or mid-major conference out there. We're the second oldest conference in college basketball, second only to the Big Ten. And you look at the 112-year history of this league, I mean, it's just outstanding what this league has done. And not only what the league has done, but the communities. The communities that represent the Missouri Valley Conference are true basketball communities. And night in and night out, you either play in front of a sold-out arena or a packed arena and a passionate arena. And that's, you know, we're spoiled, Frank. We really are. And the people that have never been to a Missouri Valley tournament, this is the time to go. This is absolutely the time to buy a ticket. If you want to be entertained, nail-biters, this is the time because it's going to be an unbelievable tournament.
Yeah, it is. Loyola plays at 8:30 on Friday night. I mean, SIU does, and then Loyola plays at high noon on Friday afternoon. Going to be fun. Who would you want to see win it? I mean, I wouldn't be upset at all. I'd like to see Loyola, you know, make a great run like last year. But boy, Barry, that would just be so cool. That would be so cool. And because there's not a dominating team, this SIU squad, which struggled earlier, and the natives were restless with Barry, they got a shot. Thoughts, come on aboard. Or do you care about the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament? Lap four. So if any golfer withdraws from a golf tournament, that's normally not a big deal. When it's Tiger Woods, it is. He withdrew yesterday from the Arnold Palmer tourney. He has neck issues. When you're 43, with all those surgeries on your resume and those violent swings, sometimes you got to wonder if he will ever heal and be okay. TPC at Sawgrass is a few weeks away. That's the next goal. Or do you think last year's run, where he was so great here and then won shortly afterwards, I wonder if that's the comeback, if that's the best we're going to see? Or do you think he has majors left in him? I hope so. And here's a question. I think that not even Michael Jordan could affect ratings like Tiger. I mean, people could watch the league, not as much as when Michael wasn't in the finals, but people would watch. But Tiger in the hunt dramatically affects the interest in his sport more than any single athlete has ever affected any sport. What do you think about that, guys? Can you think of one person who affects a sport in a more dramatic fashion?
Like former or?
Period.
I think Muhammad Ali changed the game for boxing, but that's more individual, so. Same with golf. Yeah.
I mean, even as great as Gretzky was, still hockey on television, you know.
Agreed.
It's an Olympic sport, so I'm not sure this counts, but Michael Phelps or even Lance Armstrong with cycling?
Well, that's
with
pretty
the Tour
good.
De France? Did you care about that?
I never really watched the Tour de France much.
But did you pay attention to it more
yeah,
so?
Yeah, oh, you definitely like, did. Look at, it's, yeah. It's a good one.
But Tiger and is Phelps, the king of
yeah.
Tiger, just because, and it's the Olympics, it's every 4 years, so that might be an unfair argument. But, I mean, Tiger yearly affects golf, whether he plays or not.
Yeah. What do you think? Last year he gave us hope and it was really great.
I mean, even Tiger not winning the PGA Championship was still the story of the PGA Championship.
In this era,
not the winner.
Yeah, yeah, and this era proves it wasn't just Tiger was popular because he was just dominating and there was no competition. There's young studs in this game, and it's still the ratings, you know, almost double. So people aren't always going out to see Spieth, Thomas, Rahm, you know,
Koepka.
Dustin, Koepka, those guys. They're going to see Tiger still to this day.
All right. Let's go to lap five. So last night I recorded this so we could show a highlight. The UConn women were at South Florida. Nafisa Collier from Incarnate Word was knocking down jumpers, making steals in midcourt, going end to end, just being her normal, elegant self. She had 16 points, UConn 28-2 after a 10-point victory. So she's turned into one of the great players in the country. And here's the thing is, we do that quite a bit now in our town. I mean, think about All-Star Weekend. You had Jason Tatum win the skills competition. You had Brad Beal nailing threes for Team LeBron in the actual game. I got to tell you, don't look now, but our town is getting to be basketball crazy. On the high school end, all these district championships over the weekend were Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Parkway Central, that was sold out. Zumwalt South, that was sold out. Did you see an empty seat like in Webster Groves? Normandy for the Vachon game, you couldn't find a seat. I had a guy tell me that people actually stood out on that really cold day, stood outside waiting for someone to leave so they could get in the gym. And Normandy, by the way, is a great venue to watch a game. Cross the River, oh my goodness. On the east side, those games are always packed. Wait till you see this Alton game tonight. Alton against Belleville West at Edwardsville. Try to get a ticket into that thing. Now, part of the reason is, like, the plethora of preeminent players. We are churning out D1 after D1 and big-time players. And part of it is we just love our high schools in St. Louis. I don't think basketball is ever going to touch baseball in this town. And we are justifiably crazy about hockey, too. You know, the Blues are fun to watch. We're turning out number one draft choices. Junior hockey is crazy. The rinks are building. So I'm not saying it's going to, like, pass up hockey either. But if you get a chance, get to a game like tonight or get to a game this weekend. Vachon is going to be in Springfield. They're going to bring home the state championship back to St. Louis. But you look at that schedule tonight in high school basketball, we can go see St. Mary's and Yuri Collins at Kirkwood. I mean, there are just great games all over. And I bet every gym will just be packed. So maybe our town is turning into a pretty good basketball town. All right, lap six. Stream of consciousness. Did you see that news, Brian, about the Bryce Harper jersey? Yeah, highest ever in sales in the first 48 hours, passing the LeBron Laker jersey.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. And, Brian, do you think that that contract is going to be good for the Philadelphia Phillies?
Yes. Yes. It'll be fine. Would have been fine here, too.
Yeah, that's right. And then finally, the Leaving Neverland. That's the name of the documentary on Michael Jackson. And I told myself I wasn't going to watch part two because part one was just so disturbing. I don't know, Plowsy, did you watch last night?
No, I'm waiting to watch both parts at the same time.
Okay.
So,
I watched part two a little bit. And the mother, who in part one, who was told that you are going to stay in a different floor than Michael and your son, because they thought they were going to, like, sleep right next to them in the next room. But they said, no, you're going to stay on a different floor. And that should have been your first sign. And she would actually go outside their door and listen. And she felt, you know, the conversation was innocent, and I guess she didn't stick around long enough to find out what really happened. But then, so last night, this was after the son told her what Michael Jackson did to him. She said, you know, I only had one job as a parent, and I blanked that up. You can say that again, lady. You can say that again. You had your son sleeping with a stranger and seeing him abused from age 7 to 14 and you not stopping it. Yeah, lady, you screwed up bad. Really bad. And then, I'll tell you what, one of the things that people try to say in the defense of Michael Jackson is that, you know, these guys testified in court that Michael did nothing to them, so why should we believe them? So one of the guys I thought said something kind of interesting, that, you know, when Michael talked to him and said, you know, if you say this, I'm going to go to jail forever. And even though Michael Jackson sexually abused him for years, he still liked him personally. And he knew that if he got on that stand and told the truth, that Michael Jackson's life would be over forever. So that's why, in the courtroom, he decided to lie and protect him. And at the time, he didn't know what was going to happen in his life. And then both these guys went through hell, you know, in their lives afterwards, because sometimes I guess it's delayed, you know, all the scarring. And they had real issues in their life. So, I don't know if I recommend watching it or not, but it's attention grabbing. There's no doubt about it. All right, so those are some of my thoughts. Let's hear some of yours. Hey, our phone lines are sponsored by Maryville University. Maryville University students receive an extraordinary level of academic, personal, and career support beginning with their first steps in transition from high school to college. Go to maryville.edu. And a quick word about the sponsor of our show content. That is the Bomarito Automotive family. Nobody has more. Nobody sells more. The Bomarito Automotive Group has 20 locations. They are in your neighborhood. The Bomarito Automotive Group, 16 service centers. We know your car better than you know your car. And they offer that exclusive 10-year, 200,000-mile nationwide warranty. The best back cars in America are from Bomarito, family-owned and operated for 47 years. We'll take a short time out. When we come back, we'll talk some hardcore baseball with Rob Raines in Jupiter, Florida.